The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Is it finally Friday's Eve? It is. It is. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning, everyone. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I did it again, Ant.
Uh-oh, what happened, DJ Automatic?
I broke the coffee pot.
Oh.
We're on, like, coffee pot number 5 now, and
I don't know if I've ever heard about this.
Okay.
So this is news to me. Broken coffee pots.
I think Anthony blocks it, probably, because we've broken them so many times.
How did you break the coffee pot, DJ Automatic?
Because my wife here, you know, we wake up really early, mm-hmm. and she's usually the one who does the coffee, and she said, hey, go do the coffee. And I was down there and, you know, half awake, half asleep.
And not in a good mood, because you had to go do the coffee.
Yes, and I put the water in the machine, I got everything prepared, and I was right about to put the top on there, and boom, dropped
Damn.
It.
Damn, what's worse, breaking the coffee or realizing you have to deal with your coffee-less wife after?
Well, my wife, because this is the 5th coffee pot, we have bought an alternate.
Look at that, dude. There you go, brother.
He screams upstairs, Dana, what? Is there another coffee pot? I broke ours. I was like, of course there is. It's in the pantry. We got a backup.
Damn. So shout out to the alternate, okay?
There it is. Shout out to your wife. That's what you got to do, dude.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. I knew. I came in clutch knowing that you would eventually break the coffee pot
again. Why do we not have like an industrial coffee pot? Why can't we just have like a stainless steel one that I can't break?
That's true, though. In the world of Yetis and all these cups like that, dude, how do we not have more of a stainless steel coffee pot?
Thank you.
I've tried. The coffee maker we have doesn't make them.
Well, why don't we get a different coffee maker then?
Okay.
Because after 5, like, those crafts are expensive
now
to replace.
Now you're trying to push responsibility, DJ Automatic. You got to accept that, you know, you've got to get better hands.
Well, then, you know what I'm going to get you for Valentine's Day?
No, hell no. You cannot believe you just said that.
Okay, you a
cop. You're that husband. When you need something, you get your girl whatever it is you want. No, sir.
Nope.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start with National Cut the Cord Day, which kind of isn't really a thing anymore. It just used to encourage people to get away from cable TV. But I think that mission is kind of done, right?
I thought it was about millennials getting away from their parents. Cut the cord.
All right, it is also National Read in the Bathtub Day. So open up that book and explore yourself in your tub.
Do men do this?
I shower a lot, right?
Yeah.
So when I like to shower before I get in a tub because I don't like to just get
Me
in a
too.
Tub and sit in my filth.
Me too.
I can't remember the last bath I took.
You took it in my big bathtub, Automatic, and I made you shower
Her
first.
Big bathtub.
It's also National Bagel and Lox Day.
Mm-hmm.
No, no me gusta.
Damn.
Oh, I love it.
Bro, you know bagel's been around since the 17th century? That is what's up,
no,
dude.
I did not know that,
and,
factoid.
This is a national holiday in my heart. It is National Pizza Day.
Nobody I know doesn't like pizza. And even the worst pizza is okay.
Yep.
Over this last weekend, you know, we
had some amazing
covered the
pizza
Grammys.
In LA.
It must have been amazing because DJ Automatic ate an entire pizza by himself. The whole thing. I didn't get one bite. We woke up the next day. I said, what's wrong? He's like, I ate the whole pizza.
What do you expect less from a man who breaks coffee pots?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. My friend is upset because her husband is making plans to hang with the guys big game weekend, which happens to be Valentine's Day weekend as well. And I think that's very selfish because we don't get many days throughout the year. Ladies don't get many days throughout the year. We get like Mother's Day. They don't even have kids. She doesn't even get that.
Women are celebrated constantly. Men don't get any days.
And yeah, let's back it up because it's not even open up Mother's Day versus Father's Day.
Yeah.
Let's not open up that gift exchange comparison right now. That is not fair at all, dude.
I mean, just the ad dollars spent on Mother's Day alone.
Okay, anyway, I say that he should make plans to spend Valentine's weekend with his wife, and then he can go to, you know, the friend's house for a couple of hours during the big game.
Oh.
But at the end of the day, it is about the relationship. It is about prioritizing the relationship and putting his family, his lady, first.
Okay, hold on. You're my lady, not my
That's
mother.
That's right.
You're never going to tell me how long I'm going to stay somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Dog. The last woman who told me to be back by the third time, she has a new boyfriend.
Anthony. They're married, okay? It's different. And Otto, you're not planning a fabulous Valentine's... Oh, never mind. I already know the answer. I'm sure you're not planning a fabulous Valentine's.
You don't know that. You don't know what I could be doing.
I still don't have a Christmas present.
I gave you a Christmas present.
Oh,
it wasn't the Christmas present you asked for, but it was a Christmas present.
Dana pulled the reverse Uno card on us.
Take that.
I'm sorry.
But she's so good at that kind of stuff,
it's
though.
It's just not okay.
It's just that's a women trait.
How do you not inform me about this, DJ Automatic, before I jumped on your side in this battle? Now we're going down together.
Dude, I almost ordered it the other day and he's like, oh, I'm going to get it for you. It's been a month. I'm still waiting.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, okay?
Whatever.
Be ready.
I'm getting a tiebreaker. So you guys say the man should go spend the 100%. Weekend with the homies.
It's the big game weekend. It is not Valentine's weekend. Valentine's Day is a day.
I'm calling my sister-in-law, Sarah Maddock, who I'm a little worried about, though. See if she chooses my side. That's the tiebreaker. And whichever way she goes, this couple is going to have to follow her pick. All right, so let's dial it.
Hello.
Okay, I have a question. My friend is trying to make plans for her and her husband to spend Valentine's weekend together. He has already tried to start making plans with his guys because it's the big game weekend. Who should he prioritize, his friends or his wife?
How long have they been married?
Oh, Sarah! 12 years!
Go with the guys.
There you go!
No!
Proud to say this is my sister.
Why go with the guys?
Big game is the male Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
So if you want to have a great day of love following up on February 14th, give him what he wants. You know what I'm saying? Let him get the wings. Let him get some acid reflux going. You know, he's going to crawl back needing you after the big game.
It's not a good day. It's a weekday. The weekend has There's to be a good for Valentine's
cha- Hold on.
Day.
There is a very good chance that he's going to mess up and get really drunk and say something stupid, which is only going to make your Valentine's Day better because he's going to have to spend more money to make it up to you. So let's think ahead, ladies, okay?
Why go with the guys, Sarah? Why?
Because technically the day is not until Tuesday and they can go celebrate it the following week, but he can't do school.
How can one woman be so logical? Oh, wait, she's related to me.
Whatever.
I have three brothers. That's how.
You've got three brothers. She's like, you know what I said? I said, I'm going to call Sarah and she's going to go for the guys because she's your
Think
sister.
About that. You're going to be there all Sunday if you go with your girl looking like Ben Affleck at the Grammys.
Exactly.
All sad, dude. All sad, homie.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Where do the most millionaires live in the United States of America? There is a new top 10 list. I'm going to give it to you right now in case you missed it. These are three stories you need to know. I always go last. DJ Automatic, you kicked this off. So what'd you find for the people?
So we've all seen how restaurants are short-staffed at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So new data finds that we're actually tipping more when we dine out. And you know how all these restaurants have Square now? So Square says that we're actually tipping 15% more compared to the year before. And it's nearly as high at quick service restaurants. People are actually tipping at these places now. Another survey finds that some of us are feeling tipping fatigue. I'm part of that. But, because there's so many people that are just asking for tips. The one thing that does bother me, I mean, I will tip. When we go out to eat, of course, I always take it.
And we
great
tip
service,
extra, 20-25%. Yeah. Like, for real, for real.
But I don't think you need to tip for every single thing you do. And now that people have the Square systems and they can just turn that little
Yeah, I hate when they swing that big
around,
old extra long iPad
it,
around.
And it makes me mad because they'll put 25% on the left and then 20% and then 15%. And guess what I go to? Custom tip.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you don't always have to give 25% for everything.
If you're walking in like a gift shop or something.
I'm
and
not
it's
tipping
like,
you.
I know. It's odd to me. It's awkward to me. And then it's weird because the person will stare you in the eye like, what you gonna do?
Well, here's the thing.
What you gonna do?
I feel that. Here's the thing with me, though. It's like if I walk into a restaurant, I see that they're slow. I feel bad.
Oh, no, I don't have any problem with tipping in a restaurant, a full-service restaurant.
Well, I'm not, even if it's like a, you know, even if it's like a little coffee shop. Yeah, there's like only one person on my day. You ain't made nothing all day, player.
Yeah, you know how that is. I used to work that, and I would depend on those tips. I'm making $2 an hour, and I got five customers. Mama gonna be hungry later. No gas.
The good news is Americans are taking care of our fellow
Americans. There it is. All right, y'all. In case you missed it, when it comes to waking up refreshed and ready to go, it involves exercise the night before. Scientists and researchers provided this study through nature.com, and it shows that yes, you have to crank out a substantial amount of exercise, and you want to start your morning off with healthy carbs and low sugar to get it going.
Okay, all right. So I do the former. We do work out in the evening. We kind of change our routine a little bit. Not late though, not too late, but in the evening. In the morning though, I survive on an IV of caffeine. I don't know what to do about
sugar.
Them healthy. I don't know what to do about the rest. But one out of two ain't bad.
I'm trying to wean myself off of it, and I try to do at least 2 days of like no caffeine a week.
I hate when you do this because you get so moody.
Anthony, you the crabbiest fool in here.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
So, and we rely on you for the joke, sir. Here's the caffeine.
And when he's doing the whole caffeine thing, he just sits in the corner and just has a little stupid look on his face.
Okay. They're going to attack him personally through my talks about caffeine. But that's
well,
what's up.
I take it personally because okay, you throw fits.
Okay, bud. All right. What about the nighttime? You want to air some out? We're going to do this right now.
Let's do it.
What about when you're hanging out with all your NBA friends? You come in grumpy gills the next morning with all your new NBA merch and you don't give any of us it.
And you're just in a bad mood.
Yeah, dude.
Because I'm tired, but I'm still drinking a coffee trying to accommodate everyone in the room, not trying to quit it.
All right. Let's move on now. In case you missed it.
Your time will come too, Dana. Don't worry. We're gonna wait.
There's a new top 10 list of the richest states. Where the most millionaires live. Number 10, Massachusetts. Number 9, Ohio. Number 8, Virginia. Number 7, New Jersey. Number 6, Pennsylvania. Number 5, Illinois. Here we go. Number 4, Florida. 496,000 millionaires live in Florida.
Can't be in Florida.
Number 3, New York. 570,000 millionaires live in New York. Number 2, Tejas, Texas, baby. 650,000 millionaires live in Texas. Nobody comes close to California. 1.2 million millionaires live in California, and it's so expensive to live there. Everybody's on government assistance. I'm just kidding. I can't believe you almost have to be that to live in certain parts of California. It's so expensive.
It is, but at this point, it just proves $1 million ain't what it used to be.
You just couldn't pay me $1 million to live in Florida.
Touche, touche. All right. If you want this list, hit me up right now and send me a direct message at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story about JJ Franks, a seventh grader, 10 years old from North Dakota, that just won $10,000 in a halftime basketball court.
What the fuck?
So here we go. Here's the crowd. He's gearing up. Shot number one. He makes it. Okay. Shot number two. Got it. Mm. Number three. Are we there? Yes, we're there. Here comes number four. Oh my. $10,000. The gym erupted. So he's in seventh grade. He goes to Bishop Ryan Catholic School. And he's going.
Jesus was with him.
$10,000 Gatorade halftime shootout, which nobody ever wins. Gatorade is like, what just happened?
I'm fuming for the teachers who have to watch this little punk kid win $10,000 while I'm underpaid. Like, what the hell, bro? My first question was, what middle school has $10,000 to just give away?
Gatorade gave them the money. That's why I said Gatorade is upset, because nobody ever wins the contest.
All right, well, speaking of somebody else who's upset, a Michigan dad is very upset with his six-year-old son after his six-year-old son ran up $1,000 worth of food on Grubhub.
No!
Yeah, Keith Stonehouse is upset with his son Mason, who ordered shrimp, salad, sandwiches, chili cheese fries, ice cream, and much more. But the fraud alert went off when they declined a $400 pizza that young Mason was trying to order.
Is this young DJ Automatic? When you said shrimp sandwich and a $400
pizza? You
know,
when they looked at the order, they're like, what is this dude smoking?
Dude, $1,000 with the Grubhub, that's like $400 in delivery fees at least.
Speaking of special delivery, a rare meteorite was discovered in Antarctica. They're calling it the Rock of Ages. It's just under 20 pounds and includes some of the oldest solar system stuff we've ever seen.
Wow.
Literally billions of years old. The team who discovered the rocks say that Joe Dirt's was a lot bigger than theirs, but theirs is a lot more significant.
What's funny, as soon as you said that, immediately my mind went to the movie Joe Dirt.
Right on.
But the funniest part about it is when he discovered his wasn't a meteor.
Well, it ain't a meteor.
Yeah, it is. It came out of the sky.
Well, I'm sure it did, but it ain't no meteor. It's a big old frozen chunk of s***.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Michael Jackson's estate is close to closing a deal to sell 50% of his catalog. Now, we know Justin Bieber just got $200 million for his entire catalog.
Jeez.
What's MJ's worth? I'll tell you right now. This and more is the best gossip daily dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, famous people's birthdays aunt.
A lot of the homies. You know, we got Saquon Barkley celebrating his birthday. We also have Tom Hiddleston celebrating his birthday. And fellow single man like myself, Michael B. Jordan, celebrating his birthday as
the
well.
The homies,
too.
Huh?
The homies, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot boy summer, me, Mike, and Tom.
I was going to say, how are you homies with Saquon?
Saquon Barkley, my previous fantasy football
winnings. We don't have time for that story. He's automatic. We do have time to talk about Cardi B and Offset. Speaking of football, during the halftime, big game, they are debuting a McDonald's commercial. Well, the poster leaked, so now we know what's in the Cardi B and Offset Valentine's Day McDonald's meal. Cheeseburger, quarter pounder with cheese, two fries, barbecue sauce, two apple pies, large high-C lava burst, and a large Coke. Ooh. This sounds kind of tasty.
I feel like the lava burst was Cardi B's input.
Oh, for sure.
And shout out to that.
I feel like that's a really cheap date, and that's going to help a lot of guys out, because they're going to be like, you know, this is what Cardi and Offset do.
All right, now we'll talk about Madonna. It's been a few days now, obviously, since the Grammys, but people are still sharing ridiculously mean memes about the way she looks. Yes, some say she was unrecognizable. Well, guess what? She's addressing it. She says what people are saying is ageism and misogyny instead of focusing on what she had to say. And all of the work she's been doing since the 80s when it comes to AIDS, the LGBT community, equal rights, all of that. Hey, let's talk about Madonna's face. And it is true. As a woman industry, we get not to finish our sentences, and we don't. People just want to know what you look like. I have people say, oh, you looked bad that day.
What?
Nobody ever comes and says, Anthony, I look tired.
There's a lot of pressure on women. I think it was just that her looks have changed so drastically that it's going to make you not think about all the great things that she's done. I'm sorry. It was shocking.
Ooh.
Okay, I agree. Someone else who changed their face, Michael Jackson.
Exactly,
another person whose face was shocking. Right, you're right. It was just such a change. Well, he's since passed, and the Michael Jackson estate is close to a deal. They're selling MJ's catalog. The Biebs got $200 million for his entire catalog. Well, 50% is all his estate is giving up. Sony is currently bidding $900 million. Some say it could probably end up being $1 billion. It will close this week.
Worth every penny. That music is forever. That music's forever. You're going to hear Thriller in the year 3000.
You thinking about what Madonna's face would look like in the year 3000? That's what I was kind of thinking about. Were you guys thinking about that? I was like, yo, imagine what Madonna's going to look like in the year 3000. Like,
but I'm not tearing down my queen. I'm not doing it. Photo of Madonna's up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, if you're a parent and you have kiddos that love Lunchables, they have something really big coming for Valentine's Day. Or if you're like DJ Automatic and Anthony A, they eat Lunchables all the time too. That's our food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. Welcome to Friday's Eve. This is Dana Cortez Show and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
So a couple of days ago, LeBron James became the all-time point leader in the NBA by scoring 38,342 points, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, which held, by the way, for almost four decades.
Man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. Man, thank you guys.
The stars were there to watch. Usher was in the spot. LL Cool J, Jay-Z, Denzel Washington, Bad Bunny was there, and LeBron got excited when he saw Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny was yelling, how do you say goat in Spanish?
Cabrito,
that's what he was yelling. Oh, there you go.
That's baby goat. I don't know how you say big goat. Somebody
hit us up, dude. Dang, you don't know how to say baby goat, Dana?
What the hell,
you're my Spanish-speaking friend, dude?
I don't know. All I know is I eat cabrito tacos. That's all I know.
And they're delicious.
All right, now we're moving on to food news. Lunchables is teaming up with Frankford Candy for a limited edition candy version of their favorite variety. So you'll get gummy Lunchables cracker stackers, gummy Lunchables pepperoni pizza kits, which come in a heart-shaped box. I think it's cute because I remember being in elementary school and you have a crush on somebody. You try to give them the best card. You try to give them the best candy because you want to tell them you got a crush without telling them. So you can give them a Lunchables.
I remember that, but this is the only way that they were like, how did we make Lunchables even more unhealthy?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I remember being a kid when Lunchables introduced the pizza option.
Oh,
and that
yeah,
was a game changer.
I'm sorry.
No time I ever consumed
the pizza option is disgusting.
Really? Oh. Automatic, you don't like the pizza
oh,
option.
Oh, no. I will never. You will never catch me eating a Lunchable with a pizza
Which
Lunchable.
Which Lunchable do you consume?
I'm doing the ham and cheese. I stay OG, okay?
Crazy, dude. I think you could be pompous or snobby about Lunchables, but you can, my friend. You impress me every day.
All right. These are available, by the way, everywhere. So just go pick them up for your kiddos. National Day Anthony A.
Let's kick it off with National Toothache Day. All right.
That's
there
the
it
worst.
Is.
Maybe.
Nobody likes that.
That's the worst.
Brush them, take care of them. I actually recently moved up to an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, right.
My neighbor has one too. She freaking loves it. Like
floss
a lot.
Every
can you hear
day.
Her through the wall or something?
I can hear her through the wall. She's just like,
Yeah, I'm sure that's her electric toothbrush.
That's
yep.
my thing. I don't know. She calls it Rose anyway. All right, National Cut the Cord Day. If you want to get rid of cable, if you still have cable, we were talking about that earlier. I don't have cable at all.
Let me tell you something. We got rid of it for a minute. We're back because with all the apps, cable's cheaper.
We didn't start. Yeah, we didn't start a new day called Cut the Stream.
Because cable gives us all the apps for free now. It's like gone backward.
Ah, here we go, my friends. This glorious day. I think this day is more important than Thanksgiving.
What,
more
Anthony?
Important than Christmas, which is actually my birthday. It is National Pizza Day.
Hey! Hey! Shout out to Hawaiian pizza lovers.
We're not having this fight on America.
I'm not
Nobody
having a fight. I'm not
Hawaiian
having a fight.
Pizza.
I just like, that's what I like.
It's
okay?
not a fight. It's just Hawaiian pizza is propaganda, my friend. It's
propaganda? Okay.
It's invented by a Canadian to promote Canadian bacon, which is thinly sliced ham.
Which is
you
even
what it,
bacon.
Do you what it is? It's delicious.
It's
oh, go hang out with your Canadian friends then,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, exactly. USA.
No, sweet and spicy.
USA.
Sweet. Me and Drake, we're just going to go eat our Hawaiian pizza.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The big game, the biggest American football game of the year, is always a few days before Valentine's Day. Oof. So there's a little give and take if you're in a relationship. And let's say your partner doesn't like American football, but you want to bring them to the big game party anyway. So we're going to tell you the benefits of bringing your non-sports fan partner to the big game party. I welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio. That was the most PC way of saying bringing your woman to a party, okay?
Hey, yo, you going to pull up with your bride to the big game party, dog? Let me know. Or with women, it's like, oh, you're going to go hang out with him again?
Oh.
And his friends.
Doesn't he cheat on his wife?
Oh, my God. Hey, whoa. What do you think we're talking about different people right now, DJ Automatic? I got to ask you, though. Do you think your wife, Dana Cortez, is she a sports person?
No, not really. I mean, she claims to be a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
And, but she doesn't ever want to watch the games when they're on because she says when she watches them, she's bad luck. I'm like, you have no take on the outcome.
Has she been watching every game since the 90s then? I don't
I think she started in like 96.
They haven't had really good luck in recent memory at all, period, since the 1900s. That's a characteristic I look at for when I'm talking to a woman.
Do you like sports? Enjoying women?
I like women. Well, first of all, I just like all women.
Yeah.
And then I do like women who know sports. It's great. Genuinely have an
interest
in it.
You're not intimidated by a woman that knows more about sports than you do.
First of all, when it comes to football, I don't think there's a woman who knows more about football than me. Unless she's like a referee. I take it back. We did meet that referee last year, and she definitely knows way more football than me.
I met this girl a couple weeks ago, and she knew more about basketball than I did.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and at first I was like, oh, she's cool. And then I was like, no, I can't talk to you anymore. You're annoying.
But there are some benefits of taking your partner to the big game party, right?
Yes.
Number one, say your partner's not into it already. It's great. You have a reason to leave. You have a ride home.
Let's go.
After getting smashed with the boys.
But you can't get too smashed with the girl there.
Oh, damn. That's right.
You start drinking whiskey. You know what that means? That means it's time to go home. You're not even making it halftime.
You can maybe shotgun like two or three beers, but you can't shotgun the whole six pack like you did last week.
I shotgun one beer, I'm going home immediately after. My wife's going to be like, we're out of here. Let's go.
If she sees you, you're like, nope.
Let's go.
All right, DJ Automatic, what do you think is another benefit to bringing your partner to the party?
The food is always going to be better when there's women involved. Always.
That's not sexist, just accurate.
Yes, because we might get, I don't know what we'll get, a cheese platter with like some like...
No sides at a guy's party at all, just meat and just... Mustard,
and it's
ketchup,
like, when I say
bread.
Cheese platter, I'm talking about Velveeta.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, no, not the charcuterie board.
Oh, man.
You get the slices then. They get thrown on a piece of old, like,
hey, bro, man to man, do you like charcuterie boards?
Yes, of course.
I love
they're delicious,
boards, dude. It was like grown up.
Another great thing that women probably invented.
Yeah, charcuterie boards, dude. There it is. DJ Automatic, what's the final good thing about bringing your partner to the big game?
I don't know. That's it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.